Well, our new watershed is going to be constructed on soft tailings, which is a blend of our tailing sands and the fine tailings that we store in some of our tailings ponds. And it's going to be a watershed that will support a special type of wetland called a fen. And a fen is a peat-forming wetland that's created its ground, its water source is from groundwater, and no one's ever tried to construct a fen before, and that's our next big adventure, and we're really looking forward to that, building on all the things that we've learned from the research that we've done on our other watersheds, where we've learned about landform design and soil cover design to enhance moisture movement in landscapes and to enhance wetland development, as well as some of the work that we're doing in undisturbed watersheds, where we learn how those watersheds function, and then when you know how that works, then you can take those principles and apply them to landform design, and that's what we're going to do with our fen watershed.
Well, in the boreal forest, there's fens, but there's also bogs. What's the difference between a fen and a bog?
The difference between a bog and a fen is primarily where its water comes from. Fens are fed mostly by groundwater, and whereas bogs are fed, their dominant water comes from precipitation. And as a result, the chemistry in those wetlands are different, and then that manifests as different vegetation. And so they're both peat-forming and hence carbon storage wetlands, but they're different in that aspect of where the water comes from, and hence the chemistry that's in those wetlands is different.
Now, you mentioned that you'll also be incorporating work from hydrology that's being done on non-disturbed landscapes. What work is that?
Oh, well, that's some very fascinating research that the team out of the University of Alberta that's headed up by Dr. Kevin DeVito and Dr. Carl Mendoza are doing down in the Utikuma area of Alberta, which is about 2 or 3 hours south of Fort McMurray. They're working on a project called HED, which is Hydrology, Ecology, and Disturbance in Boreal Wetlands. And really, they're really studying the mechanics, the nuts and bolts of why wetlands exist in the boreal forest in a place that has a moisture deficit. And that's because of the very interesting geology that we have in the boreal forest, and the fact that there is peat that stores water and ice differently than other places in Canada. And so we're partnered with the forest industry and our other oil sand partners to on that project, and all the learnings from there are helping us with our landscape design in the oil sands, because we're trying to build the same thing again. And unless you understand why it works before it's disturbed, you can't possibly build something afterwards.
And that's really important. I'm familiar with Kevin DeVito's work, and certainly some of the surprises he's come up with how the boreal hydrology works, and one of them is that water runs uphill. How do you incorporate that kind of new paradigm in terms of how hydrology works into reconstructing these fens?
Well, that's a very good question. We're always talking to Dr. DeVito and Dr. Mendoza, trying to get, how do we do a technology transfer of that fundamental knowledge about water running uphill in an undisturbed system, and how do you recreate that in a landscape that you're reconstructing? And that's a challenge, because nobody's ever done it, and that's why we have to build this fen, taking their current understanding of the geology of the boreal forest and try and actually recreate it and see if it actually will perform the same way. So it really is, we have to build what they are seeing.
How are you going to build it? What's your plan now?
Well, we are in watershed design phase. So we're designing what the stratigraphy of the uplands and the material underneath the wetlands will be. And so this is where we are working closely with them to say, okay, we have this type of tailing sand. Should we should we make it coarser? Should we add some finer material to it to allow the water to move through it easier, or to block it to make sure it doesn't? Well, we want it to go uphill, so we want it to actually be a bit coarser. And how do we drape the soils and connect them into the wetlands? Because the idea of water moving uphill is about the trees in the uplands extending their roots through the soils and taking the water out of the wetlands. And so what is the draping, the cover sequence in the soils, what does that look like to allow that to happen? And we do have slightly different materials here than they have in the Utikuma area, so we need to try and go, okay, what are the properties of the soils and the geologic material, and can we recreate that in some way? That's what we're doing right now, is how do you do that, and what are the properties we need?
And what would be the difference then between that in designing the fen landscape as opposed to, say, the overburden instrumented watershed?
Well, the overburden instrumented watershed is again, it's a clay-based watershed, whereas this watershed is going to be mostly a sand-based watershed. So the water will move quite a bit differently in this landscape than in the overburden watershed. And on the overburden watershed, we created several wetlands, but they are dominantly marsh-type wetlands. They're not peat-forming wetlands yet. They may evolve in that direction, but they weren't designed specifically to be peat-forming wetlands. And as a consequence, this is different material type and different end goal than that watershed, which is on clay, and again it's a series of wetlands that transmit water and provide habitat, but doesn't perform the same function. And of course we're after diverse function in our final landscape, so we make diverse wetlands and watersheds.
When will it be ready?
Well, we're going to be doing the landform construction next year in 2009, and we'll be placing the soil materials in the winter of 2009-10, and we'll be planting in the spring of 2010, so it'll be ready to go in 2010.
What will you be planting?
Oh well, we're doing research trying to figure out what we'll be doing there, but various native boreal plant species. In the wetland, that we're doing the research right now to figure out what would be suitable to plant. And we're doing the research on looking at live peat transplants so that you, again, it's the same concept as selective salvage of upland forest floors, but for a wetland where you take blocks of live fen or bog peat and lay them in the wetland, and then they provide the propagules for the rest of the wetland. For the uplands, we're looking at a range of native boreal trees and shrubs. So, you know, the blueberries, the buffalo berry, rose, and it's predominantly going to be jack pine uplands, but there'll be aspen in there as well, and just a very diverse suite of plant species. And we're going to be looking at propagation research in the watershed, native plant species establishment research as well as we go along, because that's the point of these big outdoor labs, is to do all kinds of research related to watershed reconstruction.
Thank you very much, Clara.
Thank you, Cheryl.